Bury is one of the so-called Red Wall towns across the Midlands and the north of England that traditionally voted Labour, but in 2019 swung to the Conservatives. Labour's working-class heartlands turned blue, delivering Boris Johnson an overwhelming majority. And inside number 10, that support seems to be holding up.
I think he's incredible, so not many other people could have, you know, take the lead and drive the country in the way it's been driven.
During the pandemic, you mean?
Yeah, during the pandemic.
So you guys basically firm Tories, you're very happy to see things pretty much continue as they are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But elsewhere, things are changing, and 2019 seems a lifetime ago, before COVID-19 and the lockdowns that this coffee shop was lucky to survive, many didn't. Before the war in Ukraine and the cost of living crisis, before the parties in Downing Street and the Prime Minister who once delivered Brexit but who many now feel is a liability.
I did have faith in him, you know, when, because I did vote for him to, you know, to be elected, but at the moment I'm just not sure.
He's made a few mistakes, particularly with his behaviour over COVID, and I don't think I'll be voting Conservative this time, that's for sure.
On the campaign trail, the Conservatives are keen to keep the conversation strictly local.
The Prime Minister is not the person who will be filling the potholes on their street. The media might want to talk about Downing Street. What we're focused on is their street.
Right, OK. Right.
Labour Party activists, though, are only too happy to exploit their opponents' woes.
And what do you think about the current Conservative government?
Crap. Right, I wouldn't trust Boris to save me life.
OK, got you.
I wouldn't.
You've got a lack of trust in government because they see some people getting away with it. So, you know, whether that's tax, whether that's partying, people not obeying the law. You get to a point then where people just think, do you know what? I'm just so sick of it. And that's what we're getting at the moment on the doorstep.
Municipal council elections, despite their obvious focus on local issues, can often be a useful indicator of where national politics are heading. So if opinion polls predicting major Conservative losses are correct, especially across these former Red Wall areas, well, that could be a sign that the blue defence may not hold when the next national election comes around. Which is why these elections could spell trouble for Boris Johnson here on a visit to Bury last week. A bad set of results could be the trigger for a vote of confidence in the Prime Minister. He's already facing the possibility of more police fines for those lockdown rule-breaking parties and an inquiry into whether he lied about them to Parliament. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Bury.